Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Charlie Baker and Annie Jacobs, good afternoon to both of you and everybody listening on TalkSport Live. What a treat we have for you at this moment. I'm with Simon Jordan, my mucker every morning from 10 to 1 live on TalkSport. We are in the England home dressing room here at Wembley Stadium and we are joined by the man who writes all the headlines, the man who headlines it on Saturday night with Dillian White here at Wembley Stadium. The one and only Tyson Fury is with us live on TalkSport. Tyson, thank you so much for taking time out. You're about to face the media in about 20 minutes with Dillian White. First off, how are you in this fight week? How are you feeling?
First of all, I'd like to say you guys, I listen to you guys on the radio a lot, you two, and you speak a lot of sense. I like listening to the show. Every time you're on, listen to it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
He does, doesn't he? He does.
Yeah, he does. He does speak a lot of sense. I'm very fantastic. I've had a fantastic training camp. Nothing could have went any better, to be honest. I know a lot of boxers say that beforehand, but I really have had a fantastic training camp and great sparring, great food, great preparation, good sleep, everything that should have been done, every box we've ticked. I haven't underestimated Dillian White like a lot of these people are saying, oh, he doesn't have a chance, this, that and the other. I've really prepared for this, like it's the toughest fight that I'm ever going to have, and I've done the best I can. I can't do any more.
Does a perfect training camp, fight camp, Tyson, put you in the perfect mindset?
Yeah, going into the camp, you have to be mentally focused and ready because there's a lot of sacrifice and dedication that comes. I've had to leave my family for the last 8 weeks. I've been away in training camp with Sugar Hill and the boys. It's been difficult. It's been tough. But you get used to it as the weeks go by. And now I'm just looking forward to getting in there and having a good fight and then going home and seeing my family.
You complimented us and we're thrilled at that. Thank you very much indeed. Simon and I listened earlier on when we heard you saying in no uncertain terms, this is your final fight. Now, we don't believe that, do we, Mr.
No.
Jordan?
And neither should it be. Because I think ultimately when you've got a generational fighter like Tyson Fury, and here's a question for you. To be a generational fighter and to be the greatest of a generation, you've got to clear up the division. Now, I'm personally in the camp, without taking it lightly, that you'll beat Dillian White. That leaves up people out there that you've yet to fight, one of them perhaps being Anthony Joshua, the other being Alexander Usyk. Why would this need to be your last fight?
Well, that's a very good question, and here's an even better answer.
Tell me.
I've been in this game 20 years.
You're a fighting man.
Yeah, I'm a fighting man through and through and through. Hundreds of years of generations of fighting men on both sides of the family. But there comes a time when enough is enough. I've been at this 20 years, 14 year this year as a pro. I've had a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. I've had a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I've had a great career. I've won every single belt there is to win in boxing, every one of them. Mm-hmm. I've had every one. I'm the only Ring Magazine and lineal champion of my era. There hasn't been anybody else in my generation that's had the Ring Magazine or lineal championships. I've obtained times tried to make the fight with a big dosser,
sure,
a.k.a. AJ, mm-hmm, and it's never happened. And all of a sudden, this new guy's come on the scene, mm-hmm, Usyk, and beat him up. And now people are saying, oh, well, let's fight him. Let's keep going. You can't keep moving goalposts on me. I'm only a man. I'm only blood and bone. And I had my heart set on fighting AJ, mm-hmm, and it's not happened. It hasn't happened for the last 5 years. So what's to say it's ever going to happen?
Does that landscape change, though, if Joshua beats Usyk?
It doesn't. None of it matters because, like the great Roman general said, there will always be somebody else to fight. no matter if it's AJ, PJ, or KJ.
But you said five
there's
fights.
There's going to be somebody
you said,
else.
You yourself said five fights, and mind people change their minds, and we move along at different speeds. But you yourself said five fights. The last one being given Derek Chisora a payday. What's changed?
Well, the changed thing is we tried to make these fights happen. Tried to make the Usyk fight for this one. We tried to make the AJ fight for this one. And the only person we could actually get was Dillian White. Mm-hmm. So fair play to him. And he stepped up. And it should probably be AJ on Saturday night. But it never happened. So we're fighting Dillian White in front of 94,000 people. But enough is enough. This is the final time the big GK will strip off the gloves on in the middle of the ring to entertain.
You and I and Simon and everybody listening all around the country know. And no disrespect to Dillian. But if you take care of the job on Saturday night and you beat Dillian White, and let's say for talking sake, Joshua beats Usyk, whenever that happens, wherever it happens, the world will clamour for you to fight Joshua and you will not be able to say no, surely.
Why? Enough is enough. For me, let it be. Enough is enough. You know, I'm not a robot. I have six beautiful children, a beautiful wife, and a family that would die for me. So why do I want to keep risking things? I could get brain damage, could get severely injured in a fight. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to play a game of darts. I'm just chucking a dart at the board and there's no severe injuries risk. Anything can go wrong at any given time. And at this stage of my career, I'm nearly 34 in a minute as well, with everything to live for. Why would I want to keep risking things?
Because you're a legacy fighter, that's why.
Yeah, but here's the thing that people, many, many people underestimate is, when I was going to fight Vladimir Klitschko, he said, oh, you want to beat me for my belts and you want what I have? I said, no, I don't want what you have. I don't want your belts. I just want to punch your face in. And I've always said legacies, how you're remembered, all that stuff is very unimportant to me. I'll tell you where I want to be remembered in the rankings. Put me last. Last dog's rapper. Put me there. Don't put me amongst the greats. Put me nowhere. Because when I'm finished, it doesn't really matter anyway. The only thing that I can do today is be the best that I can be on the night and that Saturday night.
Very good.
Okay. And God willing, I will be the best that I can be on the night. Win, lose or draw, you're going to see a hell of a fight. And I've done all the training as a person, as a man. Now it's in God's hands to deliver the victory.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Three.
And the fight is fast approaching. For you, Tyson, where is the jeopardy in this fight for you?
For me, the jeopardy is not feeling good on the night, because it can happen. Some days I go into the gym and I feel fantastic, full of energy. Some days I feel terrible. So hopefully I'll be feeling good on the night. And the other jeopardy is walking onto a big left hook that Dillian White possesses that will probably knock over a bull. He has a real left hook on him that would knock out anybody if he catches them with it. And I think he's a dangerous fighter. He's just as dangerous as the Joshuas of the world and definitely as the Usyks and everybody else. He's not to be underestimated or taken lightly, that's for sure. Let's talk real. He doesn't have the Tyson Fury boxing skill. He doesn't have the 6'9" frame or the ability to move like a middleweight. He doesn't have that. But one thing he does have is the heavyweight KO power, which I have as well also. Mm-hmm. So if I'm daft enough to get caught by a big left hook, then good riddance. He knocked me out. Fair play. And I'll shake the man's hand and say, fair play, because it's a 10-1 shot that you're going to knock me out with that left hook. That's probably the odds. 1 in 10 chance.
And at the public workout, you've been fighting southpaw.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to see?
I've been practicing a lot on both sides, just in case you never know what style you need. So may as well keep all the arrows nice and sharp and polished. And if I need to call on the southpaw angle, then I will. And if I need to call on the switching or the orthodox one way, whichever style of fighting will work the best, that's the one I'll use on the night.
Do you like White?
Do I like him? I don't dislike anybody, and that's the gospel truth. I have no animosity or tough feelings towards anybody. I'm blessed to have zero enemies, and I like everybody. It's business on Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's not a personal thing. It's not like, oh, I'm a tough guy and I want to punch him up in the streets or some irrelevant behaviour at the press conference or whatever. I'm just strictly business. I'm here, come as a professional with my team, and we're here to do a job. Go home in one piece and get the victory. That's what we're here to do. It's all about the W for me on Saturday night and entertaining the fans who's come to see.
And White is here, we take it, here at Wembley. You're about to sit at the same table as him and face the media. What can we expect, Tyson? We were thinking this morning it might get quite feisty. There might be a few fireworks. What do we think?
I'm not really too sure, to be fair, but I'm not here to get involved in a load of circus acting. It's no secret I promoted this show on my own, basically.
What have you made to that?
It's not as challenging as it might sound. Because if Dylan White was even there with me, he doesn't talk great. He hasn't not got a lot to say. So it doesn't really add to the spice, to be fair. And even when I've been in America or wherever I've been in the world, it's always me selling the show anyway. So whether you've got a big stiff sat at the end of the table saying he's going to beat me up or whatever, it doesn't really make much difference. And I believe, no disrespect to him or his fans he's got, that the people of here come here to see the show, the Tyson Fury show, back at Wembley for the first time in 4 years. And we're going to put on a great show. And that's what we're here to do. We're not here to mess around or play games or anything. We're here to have a good time, put on a good show and enjoy the night and get the W.
And we hear he's arriving, or if he hasn't already arrived, with a squad of his chums from Brixton. Okay. He's brought his mates. Now, you're surrounded by your people. This dressing room has suddenly got very busy. I mean, we anticipate an interesting scene in the next 20-odd minutes.
Well, hopefully, there will be no interesting scenes for people to see, and there'll be no things to bring the sport into disrepute any more than it already is. We'll be the ultimate professionals on the day. But you never know. You know, tempers are flying high, the bloods are high, it means a lot of emotions are flying. Who knows what happens at these events? But let's hope there's enough people here, security guys and whatever, to stop anything.
What kind of fight? I mean, you called the second Deontay Wilder fight. You told us what you were going to do, and you went into the middle of the ring and did it. What sort of fight do you anticipate having to face against Dylan on Saturday? What's in your mind's eye?
In my mind's eye is the way I think that Dylan White needs to approach this fight is he needs to attack me.
Yep.
If he's got any chance, he's got to attack me and knock me out, take me out.
Early.
Which sounds a lot easier than it actually is. Because there's been many, many who have tried and none of them have succeeded. But I anticipate he's going to come straight at me and I'm going to meet him straight with a big, stiff, long jab right in the middle of the face. And after a couple of those, he's going to think, wow.
Don't fancy that.
I don't fancy that. I've got to try and get round it or under it. And when he dips down, I'll hit him with a big uppercut right in the face. It'll be KO. Or if he goes to the side, it'll be a big left hook or a big right hook, depending on which side I stand.
Well, Tyson, we're thrilled to speak to you live in Talk Sport. Thank you for the compliment.
Thank
for
you.
For White and Jordan, our show that we're very proud of.
Yep.
The fight is live in Talk Sport. The Talk Sport listeners are listening in huge numbers this afternoon. Take the opportunity. What do you want to tell them? What are we going to see?
We're going to see a great fight, guys. Me and Dylan White, we've been talking about this fight for quite a while. He's been mandatory by the WBC for like however long, 10 years or something. And everyone's been afraid to fight him and all that sort of stuff. So he finally gets his chance to be on the big stage and get his world title fight, which he probably deserves. And he's getting a good few quid to do it. So he's in a win-win situation here. But everybody who's going to listen in on TalkSport or they're going to watch on BT Sport, they're going to be one of the lucky 94,000 people,
yeah.
Brackets, 94,000 people, to be there on the night. It's absolutely fantastic, overwhelming. The support I've had has been phenomenal, considering I've been away for 4 years since 2018 on my long, hard journey of conquering the United States. And I've come back as a folk hero. And I'm absolutely over the moon. All these people are supporting me. So big shout out to everyone who's going to buy it or listen to it or even buy a ticket. So fantastic stuff.
We're thrilled you've joined us.
Thank you very much.
You're a gentleman. Thank you so much for being with us, Tyson.
Thank you very much.
Tyson Fury, live and talk sport.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.